GOJ's strategic priorities, highlighting the government's main areas of focus for the 2015-2016 fiscal year and beyond.
The plan to develop Jamaica as a global logistics hub is a major part of the government's long-term growth strategy. The hub represents an investment opportunity of some $78 billion and is expected to allow Jamaica to take full economic advantage of the opportunities presented by the widening of the Panama Canal by 2016. Logistics Director in the Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce, Gary Scott, says the initiative is already underway and is being implemented through various thrusts and projects.
The logistics-centered economy is a journey. It's not an event. It's not that we're going to get up tomorrow and see one building pop up. But so far, we have seen the Kingston Wharves investment and expanding into their own logistics center. We have seen an increase in bunkering companies in Jamaica. We have seen an increase in ship repair companies in Jamaica. That's all part of what the logistics hub and the logistics initiative will bring to Jamaica.
The establishment of Jamaica's logistics hub is an initiative involving all areas of government. Mr. Scott points out that in addition to the Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce spearheading the overall project, the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing, for example, has been integral in the development of infrastructure across the island. He says work on the country's highways, as well as the Norman Manley International Airport and the Kingston Container Terminal undertaken by the ministry, are part of efforts towards the establishment of Jamaica's logistics hub. Jamaica Customs Agency has been introducing the Automated System for Customs Data, ASICUDA, a technology-driven system aimed at streamlining and reducing the processes involved in cross-border import, export, and transshipment of goods. Simply put, the system is about improving productivity and making it more efficient to do business in Jamaica.
We're looking on what is referred to as a single electronic window, and that will now afford our companies in Jamaica to submit one form one time and be able to get their permits done from the different ministries and our agencies in a more timely and efficient manner.
In terms of training, the Caribbean Maritime Institute has been very active in preparing Jamaicans. The director says some 34,000 Jamaicans across the island have been engaged and sensitized through the training course Logistics 101 about the Logistics Hub Initiative. Logistics 102, an advanced program to Logistics 101, will be rolled out soon.
So that's an important aspect of sensitizing Jamaica to what logistics is about and supply chain management and global value chain.
Logistics Director at the Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce, Gary Scott. Additionally, the HeartTrust NTA has been focused on making the workforce ready for businesses and activities associated with the Logistics Hub Initiative. Senior Director of the Workforce Development and Employment Division at HeartTrust NTA, Denworth Finnegan, says the necessary training is being provided to have persons equipped and ready to take on jobs that will become available as a result of the initiative.
The HeartTrust NTA has positioned itself to respond to demands in any of these areas. There are some of the areas that we have already trained persons. We have a cadre of painters, electricians, welders, air conditioning, refrigeration technicians. Within another 3 months, we will start training heavy duty driving.
Mr. Finnegan notes that another major development by HeartTrust, NTA and the Overseas Examination Commission is the purchasing of the Machado Complex in downtown Kingston, which will be established as a training facility to focus specifically on some of those programs for the logistics hub.
In another year or 18 months, we should be able to have operations commence in this facility. The training program that will be offered there will be based on labor market intelligence. And so we are designing the facility to able to respond at short notice to demands.
Senior Director of the Workforce Development and Employment Division at HeartTrust NTA, Denworth Finnegan. Those were highlights of projects and plans by the government in support of its strategic priority for job creation and economic growth. Join us again next week as we continue to highlight the government's strategic priorities for the 2015-2016 fiscal year and beyond.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.